Captain, I don't think we have any alternatives.
You are listening to Best Frequencies Forever.
I see. What do you think our alternatives are?
BFF.
Good morning. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers, broadcasting live here on BFF.fm. My name's Clementine. I'll be here with you for the next 56 minutes or so, playing a bunch of pop music for you, but like indie pop music, not club pop, I guess, if club pop is a thing. Well, sub pop is a thing, but that's a completely different entity. Anyways, that last track you just heard was Summer's Failing, by artist Nah, dot, dot, dot. Super fun fact about that group. So Nah is this twee-pop duo from Germany featuring Estella Rose and Sebastian Voss. And Estella Rose is actually... So I'm in this Facebook group for music called Dream Pop and Shoegaze. Something about like, yeah, I mean, like it's a very like pop-oriented Facebook group, and she's actually one of the admins, so it's super, super exciting to see that not only is she like fostering this community of indie pop fans, but she's also creating her own music, which I guess it makes sense, but like it's still super great to see and hear. So this is actually their first EP, which you could pre-order now off of like it's Emma's House Records. And they're only gonna, it's a super special release, they're only gonna press 50 copies for the first edition, so I highly recommend checking that out. Good stuff. So for the next 55 minutes, you're gonna probably hear things similar to that. We have a bunch of new and old tracks from all over the world, from the States to Germany, which you just heard, to Italy, to New Zealand, featuring acts like Fred Thomas, Sebastian Snailmill, and like some old Sarah Records favorites. I recently just unearthed that someone uploaded a bunch of Sarah Records releases on Bandcamp, so they're all available. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to any of their stuff, I like highly recommend checking it out. But stay tuned because you'll hear some of that in the show today. I also want to thank everyone who donated during our BFF.FM Summer Sustainer. We definitely wouldn't be around if it weren't for you guys. Thank you for keeping community radio alive. And if you're still interested in donating and becoming a BFF.FM bestie and getting a bunch of like great insights and free goodies, you could still donate by visiting BFF.FM. There's a whole section on the site dedicated to becoming a bestie and or just donating. So what a bestie is you would... Anyways, you could find out more information on there. You could like have a reoccurring donation or have a one-time payment. So yeah, definitely check... I recommend checking it out. You get like free ticket giveaways, like tips on upcoming shows hosted by BFF.FM, and we're also turning, I believe, 5 years old in September, which is like pretty exciting, so you'll probably get an invite to that if you become a bestie. But anyways, gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear new track by Fred Thomas, Good Times Are Gone Again. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to speak to you soon.
Bye. Around us, all of this could be so beautiful.
Hey, welcome back to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM. Gonna tell you what you just heard. That was Eddie Etta with Stay Old Friend. I guess punctuation is really important in that song title. It's either Stay Old Friend or Stay Old Friend. Either works for me. That's a new track off of their album Old Friends that was released off of Mint 400. Eddie Etta is a two-piece band from Italy and Toronto. So it's pretty amazing that this band can only exist in this era. I mean, just cross-international collaboration in a musical act and still be able to like release music is pretty damn revolutionary, or at least I'm not sure how they did it back in the day. It probably was a lot more complicated, but yeah, it's super, super like, it kind of reminds me of Blur. Like, their music is just this kind of like drony, atmospheric, dream pop, super fantastic. And that was a new track that was released earlier this year. Prior to that, you heard The Wake with American Grotto. That's off of their LP Make It Loud that was released by Sarah. So The Wake is probably one of my favorite bands in the 80s. It's just super duper fantastic. Also their like whole visuals and aesthetics alongside their music. So this, they were originally on Factory Records and this was their first full length, migrating over from Factory to Sarah. Great stuff. Prior to The Wake, you heard Hannah Vu with her track Team. That's off of her most recent release, How Many Times Have You Driven By, off of Luminel Records. And Hannah Vu is, you've heard her in the show previously, but she's super duper fantastic. She's a prodigy. She's a 17-year-old creator who just dishes out this super fantastic albums. Anyways, I'm delightfully and pleasantly surprised. Kicking off that set, you heard a new Fred Thomas track, The Good Times Are Gone Again. That's going to be a track off of his forthcoming album, Aftering, released off of Polyvinyl. That will officially be out, it's September 14th, but you could still pre-order the record now. And if you do pre-order it, you could get a free handmade collage from Fred Thomas himself. He's also another multi-talented person who, I believe his previous album Changer features, the album art is a collage of his wife, a childhood photograph of his wife. So I highly recommend checking that out and getting a physical piece of artwork from him as well. Alright, gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear some new tracks. Actually, most of them are new tracks. Anyways, up next, you're gonna hear The Betts with Less Than Thou. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
Evening alone, collecting the lines I'm not afraid to die.
Hey there, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. You just heard, I want to call it super old. It's an old, you just heard an older track by this group called the Springfields. The track is Wonder. And that was off of a compilation album that was released 27 years ago this month. That was Sarah Records Glass Arcade. And super duper fantastic. Someone just uploaded all of Sarah Records' old compilations on Bandcamp. I highly, highly, highly recommend checking it out. You could easily find it by exploring the C86 tab or just going to sararecordscompilations.bandcamp.com. And you can totally get your Sarah Records fill there. Prior to the Springfields, you heard Andrew Yonker with this track, Nervous to Exist Around You. And that was off of his album, Well Wishes, that was released off of Emma's House Records. And this is his latest album. He's based out of Lansing, Michigan, and I believe this was like released earlier in April this year. And it's super sweet because I believe his album, his brother did the artwork for his album. So it's like a nice family affair. Emma's House, if you're interested in that, Emma's House is pressing 100 copies of this album. And you can find out more about that at emmashouserecords.bandcamp.com. And prior to Andrew Yonker, you heard Tony Molina with Look Inside Your Mind / Losing Touch. That's off his latest album, Killing the Lights, that was released off of Slumberland Records. I am super duper excited about this album. I guess like Tony Molina doesn't really... he doesn't put out anything that's bad. And it's, everything he does is great, is what I'm trying to say. It's super interesting. You could like... Like, I first got into him by listening to his album. It's like, his album that was like originally released off of Melters. It's like super duper, like, chainsaw-y, like, bubblegum pop, but also like power pop, and it's just like super, super fantastic album, and it's like really amazing to see him like migrate towards just guitar, like acoustic sounding guitar stuff and still be super fantastic and still like, yeah, it's great. It's a great track, great album, great musician. Prior to Tony Molina, you heard Colin Omori with 4 years off of his latest album, The Diet, that was released off of Sub Pop. So Colin Omori was a former member of Smith Westerns, and this is his second album released under his own name, and yeah, super, super great. I believe that just came out like yesterday or earlier this week, so it's like fresh off the presses. And kicking off that set, you heard The Betts with Less Than Thou off of their latest album, Future Me Hates Me, which I can identify with, probably will identify with it eventually. And that was released off of Car Park Records, and I'm really excited about this album as well. I don't know, I guess I'm always finding things to be excited about, because there's always so many things to be excited about, but super duper fantastic. They're a 4-piece, and they're based off of New Zealand, so it's like great to hear music from that side of the world. And I really love this whole like kind of power pop, like kind of like young, fresh like sounds that they have. It reminds me of the Spook School, which I also really, really love. So yeah, that was The Betts with Future Less Than Thou off of their album Future Me Hates Me. I recommend checking it out. I'm probably gonna listen to it a bit more as well. Anyways, we have about 11 minutes left. Gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a new track by Massage. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Hey guys, you're currently tuned into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. You just heard PHF with Lack of Interest, followed by Snail Mail Full Control. Kicking off that set, you heard Massage with I'm Trying. I'm going to leave you with a new track by Free Cake for Every Creature with The Track Is Around You. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.